MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Just ahead of the January legislative session, the state of New Mexico has released its Climate Action Plan. The plan serves as a roadmap to meet New Mexico's climate pollution reduction targets set by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's 2019 executive order directing the state to reduce climate pollution by 45% by 2030 and reach net zero emissions by 2050. According to a release from the New Mexico Environment Department, the plan proposes 45 action items to address greenhouse gas emissions, including addressing oil and gas industry emissions with new rules to mitigate methane leaks and exploring the potential of carbon capture technology, decarbonizing the grid with state spending and energy storage, and promoting geothermal and other emerging technologies to transition to a 100% clean energy grid, promoting a quote, modern energy efficient building codes, and expanding incentive programs to reduce energy consumption by homeowners, renters, and businesses, implementing quote, voluntary and incentive based agricultural programs and practices to lower agriculture emissions. Proposed strategies that include active forest management to reduce wildfire risk, enhancing forest health, and expanding post-fire recovery programs, targeting methane emissions from landfills by establishing a statewide organic and food waste diversion program, and expanding local recycling and composting infrastructure, and improving charging infrastructure for the use of, quote, zero-emission vehicles, and introducing lower carbon fuels in the New Mexico market. The full plan is available at climateaction.nm.gov/CAP. And pine nuts are a holiday staple in New Mexico, but recent challenges have impacted their supply. The pinyon pine, New Mexico's state tree, have faced difficult years, including a mass die-off 2 years ago. Pinyon nut harvesters are still feeling the effects. One significant turn occurred in 2023, with a spike in pinyon pine deaths. Forestry officials say it was largely due to the pinyon bark beetle, which attacked stressed trees. Pinyon jays, key to the pinyon pine life cycle, are also declining. Their population has dropped by around 84% since the 1960s. Wildlife advocates are seeking to list them as endangered and filed a lawsuit last year to expedite that process. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.